Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Saturday, January 21st, 2023. Today he is addressing the purpose of human life. While experiencing life as humans, you are unconscious. Life as a human in form presents you with many lessons that you planned for yourselves prior to incarnating, and which sometimes shock you when they are presented to you, as they normally arrive unexpectedly, or you may not even notice them, in which case they will definitely be presented again. This is not a failure on your part. Life as a human is confusing and demanding, and just day-to-day living is frequently extremely difficult for many people, purely because of the paths they planned for themselves before incarnating. When you are planning your next life paths prior to incarnating, what you wish to learn and place on your paths is very clear to you. However, it is almost impossible for you to really conceive of the difficulties that you will encounter once you are actually incarnate and have forgotten that you yourselves actually planned the experiences that you are encountering. In fact, many would be hard-pressed to believe that they themselves had actually selected the family that they were to be part of in advance of their births. As I said, being human is not easy. Nevertheless, everyone incarnate is in human form by their own free will choice. No one is in human form by accident or by mistake. There are no accidents or mistakes, because there is only intent, which is always achieved. Again, when you are living as a human, it is often extremely difficult to believe, let alone understand, that you have a divine purpose, and yet every single human, without any exceptions, is on a masterfully pre-planned divine mission. You are all the beloved children of Mother Father God, and she created you from herself so that you would live in love and joy for both her and your eternal delight. But love, the life energy of all sentient beings, of all that is conscious, is unconditional, and you therefore have free will to choose that and use that energy in any manner that you choose. Some choose separation, even though separation from source can never occur, and consequently find themselves living apparently separated lives in form. The purpose of your lives in form is to find your way out of the illusory state of separation that you constructed and return home, rather like the prodigal son in the gospel story, to reality and remain there. However, once you enter into a human life experience, all memory of reality is lost, and so you have to learn through infancy and childhood how to operate a human form and then live as though the body you inhabit is you. Doing so becomes extremely seductive. Before you incarnated, you knew that this would happen, and so you set yourselves notifications along your timeline to assist you. First, an idea would emerge suggesting that life has a purpose apart from just growing into adulthood and enjoying the freedoms that that would permit. And then, later in life, an interest would present itself suggesting that an investigation of that initial idea might well be worthwhile. Many miss or discard the first nudge, so it is often presented numerous times and more energetically later in life, and many people still miss it. Now, in this present day and age, those nudges have become extremely powerful. In fact, it is practically impossible for people not to become aware of them. As a result, all around you people are becoming aware of the possibility that their lives do have a divine purpose, and are very seriously seeking guidance from others who appear to them to have found what it is. There are many teachers and mentors who are offering classes and webinars that are well attended to help people find themselves as they come to realize that they are much more than their egos would like them to know or believe, especially more than other people. Those of you reading this, are well established on your divine life paths and know it, so please accept that you are beings of inestimable value and that even if your purpose does not appear to involve any public activities, your presence, just being, is an essential aspect of the collective awakening process. Just by setting the intent at least once daily to be only loving whatever arises, you add enormously to the energy of the tsunami of love enveloping planet Earth and drawing all to their inevitable awakening. Many of you seriously underrate the importance of your presence on Earth, having grown into adulthood feeling inadequate and unworthy for numerous, totally invalid reasons. Therefore, I will remind you now, you are all powerful beings of love, and you chose to be incarnate now to massively insist in this most wondrous event, even though you do not remember doing so. Accordingly, make a point every day during your visits to your holy inner sanctuaries to also set the intent to release any and all ingrained beliefs you may be clinging to that tell you that you are not good enough, holy enough, competent enough, useful enough, or loving enough. They are all invalid. You are all divine beings created most lovingly by our divine source, and therefore you are perfect. Yes, as humans you have made errors and mistakes, hurt others and yourselves by talking or acting unconsciously. You could have not have done any of this if you were conscious, because love is always conscious, always loving and accepting of all others. However, while experiencing life as humans, you are unconscious, asleep, dreaming, and that is why you need to awaken. Your collective awakening is ongoing very rapidly indeed now, because more and more people are hourly coming into awareness that the present angry, competitive, winner-take-all lifestyle that so many have been engaging with for eons needs to cease, or you may well destroy yourselves. The signs of the damage this has caused can be seen in many places, and ignorance can no longer be used as an excuse for what continues to occur. What needs to happen is for people to stop judging and condemning one another, and instead to come together in loving and harmonious cooperation by fully accepting that all, without exception, are divine beings of love. Deep within yourselves you all know this. It is who you are. It has just been denied. Now love is flooding the planet and can no longer be denied. Therefore, engage positively and continuously with love, with your true nature, and watch with wonder the unfoldment of the collective energy field of love all across the world. Your loving brother, Jesus.